In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, last week, I talked a bit about how St. Matthew's Gospel is different from St. Luke's. We read Luke's version every Christmas Eve. But on this fourth Sunday Advent in lectionary year A, we get Matthew's version of the birth of Jesus. It's kind of like getting Christmas 2 weeks in a row. And it is a very different account. For one thing, the first 17 verses that we did read are a very long genealogy, which if you've read the Old Testament and remember all the people, which most of us have done neither, it goes to show exactly how Jesus is descended from royalty, from King David. The only problem is at the end, it gets to Joseph, and then goes to say, who was betrothed to Mary, who was the mother of Jesus? And then comes what we read today. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. Except the word translated as birth, which is an okay translation, but literally, it's Genesis. Now the Genesis of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. And it's really awkward, of course, because Mary and Joseph are betrothed, engaged, which was a lot more serious than a modern engagement. It's a contract that requires a divorce to get out. And Mary is found to be pregnant. And Joseph has to decide what he's going to do about this. Now, most of us have heard the story so often that the edges are rubbed off. But it's a really prickly kind of situation. Actually, it's a total mess. Joseph's young fiancée has apparently cheated on him. His firstborn child, the one who, if a boy, will inherit a double portion of his estate, won't be his kid at all. And that's a big deal. And Joseph is a righteous man. He can't possibly go ahead with marriage to a woman who so casually engages in adultery. And we don't hear anything about it in this account, but Joseph had to have been hurt and angry and shamed. If he talked about it with Mary, she must have been scared and shamed and maybe angry at how unfair Joseph seemed to be. It was a mess. Now this mess even caught the imagination of some medieval writers of Christmas carols. You may have heard one called the Cherry Tree Carol. It's about Joseph and Mary going to an orchard, and Mary asks Joseph to pick some cherries for her because she is with child. And Joseph answers, let the father of your child pick cherries for you. Awkward. The carol doesn't come from a gospel source. Today's reading is really all we have on the subject. But that carol does capture the terrific mess of what's sometimes called Joseph's jealousy. Our first reading today is a mess of a different sort. It's from the prophet Isaiah. And Ahaz, the ruler, is told by God, speaking to the prophet, to ask for a sign as to what he's supposed to do. Anything he wants, he can ask for as a sign, from the depths of Sheol, the place of the dead, to the highest heaven, anything at all. And he won't. Ahaz doesn't want to hear anything from God. He's figured out what he's going to do, and he doesn't want any input. He's going to sell out to one of the major powers in order to avoid the other one. He thinks that'll save his people. But as often, usually, happens with small conquered cultures, it won't. It's a mess. A ruler who won't take even God's offer of help, but insists that he knows best. But what he's told is kind of strange. He's told his people will be conquered and sent into exile, but not for too long. A child will be born called God with us, Emmanuel, that time that child is weaned and can choose his own food, the superpowers will be no more. Matthew knew this passage. It was like 700 years old by the time he wrote. But Matthew saw in this passage a forecast of his own day to this child who was not the son of Joseph, to this child that Mary was carrying, the child who was the source of the heartache and the anger and the tension between Joseph and his young fiancée, the child whom Joseph was told was from the Holy Spirit, who was to be named Jesus, God saves, because he would save his people. In the middle of this mess, the heartache and the anger and the doubt and the tension, comes God's new Genesis, the birth of Jesus the Messiah. Not when everything's ready, not when the Christmas cards are all written, not when the shopping's all done, or when you've had time to properly prepare or get in the Christmas spirit. No. In the middle of betrayal and fear and messiness, the Genesis of Jesus the Messiah takes place. God is creating again. And that can be disorienting, uncomfortable, painful even. And what we know of how the world is supposed to work is shredded by God's Spirit rushing through, disrupting and reordering and changing everything. So to borrow author Madeline Engel's famous phrase, welcome to this irrational.